Dr. Paul Jacobs, he's the Republican candidate for the 115th representative seat. That's the seat currently occupied by Terry Bryant. First off, Paul, good to talk to you again, man. You been well?
I've been very well, thank you. Want to keep that way?
Yeah.
You?
True story, right there. We want to keep it that way. Hey, let's take a look at this. Right, you've run for public office before. COVID has changed the way we see things right now. And before COVID, you had a vision for what you would do when you got to Springfield. What was it?
Well, number one, it was to balance the budget. I mean, we've got to go by the law and start balancing the budgets. We've got to try to at least maintain the tax levels we're at. Maybe if we could get something done to reduce them, it would be nice. Build businesses. We've got to build businesses. COVID has thrown a monkey wrench in.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to economic recovery, you go back just a couple of months. Okay, 5 months, 6 months. People were desperately looking for employees. Right?
Yep.
And, you know, that's really changed. So what do we do to recover?
Well, you know, there's only one way to recover, and it's going to be COVID influence, and that's we have got to build businesses. If you have 210,000 businesses, I believe, in the state, that's private industry, that's for-profit businesses. Those businesses have to have some reason to stay. In the middle of the summer, they had the conclusion that half of the businesses in the state would close because of COVID, never, you know, shuttered up, never to open again.
Right.
That's a huge number. I mean, that's a huge number. So we've got to make this state the most business-friendly state, unlike what it is right now. I mean, you go to any state around us, this is not the place you want to open a business, but we've got to make it where you want to open a business and bring businesses back in.
You know, it's interesting because Dr. Jacobs, they were talking about this in Indiana, that how they benefit from how crazy and insane the state of Illinois is, that, you know, keep up the good work in Illinois. It's good for Indiana.
They've got billboards.
Right.
They've got billboards. Thank you, Illinois.
Right.
I'm going, well, that's not exactly what we want. We would rather have those billboards thanking the other states. Hey, thank you for letting the people come back here.
Right.
Yeah, and there's a ton of things. Workman's comp, everything. Everything that is making it business unfriendly has to be changed, whether people want to admit it or not.
You know, Dr. Jacobs, there is a billboard of sort that says something else, and you see it on the Illinois Comptroller's page, the debt this state is in. As of this morning, $8,847,958,911, and that does not include the $2.25 billion in short-term borrowing that has to be paid. So let's just go ahead and call it $11 billion. $8,847,000 plus $2.25, boom, you got 11. And people point at pensions, but pensions are just a symptom. It's unrestrained spending, and we've been promised if we get these new taxes, this will take care of it. And what do we see? The money tick up and up and up that we are behind when it comes to paying our bills.
There's only one way to pay your bills, and that's to have fewer. If you have fewer bills, you can pay them. But, you know, we've got a lot of money coming in, but then we're going to be the first state to go back to the feds and borrow money again. We were the first state to borrow money in the first place. The last resort. And when we get our money, we're getting it at a very poor rate, 5%, 4.5%. Any other state that's being well run, if they do need to borrow money, they're getting money in the 1% range. So we're paying five times as much to pay that money back. We're paying money back from Blagojevich, and it won't be finished until 2033. I mean, they're old bills that we have to pay, and we're just not even getting those paid.
It's interesting. I was watching streaming TV and saw the aid for fair tax, you know, and so we'll talk about that in a moment. But I see these articles and I'm reading, getting ready for today's show, and they say, well, you've got to believe in the science. Math is a science, too.
Yeah.
Right?
That is a science.
You've got to believe in it. Economy, economics, they are a science, too. If you want to say, let's believe the science, and let's believe that when you've got $8 billion in bills, another 2.25 there, 11, we're not even counting pension, that the economics and math are a science, too, and we have to realize when you run out of money, you run out of money instead of coming to us time and time again saying, this time it'll fix it.
Yeah, well, they're always saying it's going to fix it. This is still, even if you got the whole thing on the progressive tax, it's still not enough to fix much of anything, unfortunately. the only thing they can do, they have to quit spending. I mean, it's the only thing that they can do. They need business people. They need business people like myself. I've run businesses over 40 years. I've actually had government employees and politicians tell me, well, that's not how we run these things. I'm going, well, possibly we should try to run the state like a business, then maybe we might be able to get out of debt. It's sinful. And the math is there. The math says this is not enough to touch it. You can't bring in $2 billion and pay off $11 billion. It just doesn't even make sense. You've got to come up with something better than that.
All right, but the governor's office, the governor himself, backing this strongly, the graduated tax. Some call it the fair tax, graduated tax, and altering the Constitution. Paul?
Well, if you've heard me speak at any of my little personal gatherings, it's the fair tax is just not a fair tax. There are 32 states that have the fair tax, a progressive tax. There hasn't been one state in 30 years that's passed a progressive tax. There must be a reason for that. There are two states that want to go back to a flat tax. They have bills in their legislatures to do that. That doesn't sound very good to me, but the biggest problem that they're going to run into is every one of those 32 states said that they were not going to tax pensions and they were not going to tax the middle class. Well, guess what? Every one of those 32 states taxes pensions and they tax the middle class. It's not a very difficult thing to do once you change the Constitution to allow for a progressive tax that lets people like hopefully me here and by January where we can go up into the state legislature and it allows me and other people to just say, well, let's just raise these taxes here on this group and on this group and this group. And how much? Oh, we'll just raise it whatever we want. I don't think people want to have that in their Constitution, that the people in Springfield and out of Chicago can just raise their taxes willy-nilly.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, when you see it in the question itself, other states do it. Right. And yeah. Which is an old propaganda technique. We did the same thing. And your mom used to say, well, if your neighbors jumped off a bridge, would you? Right. I mean, it's a basic propaganda technique. Before we go, final question. Dr. Paul Jacobs, Republican candidate, 115th state representative seat. Paul, why you? If this is the last time you get to talk to someone before they go into the polling booth 15 days from today, why you for the 115th state rep seat?
Well, basically experience. I've got a tremendous amount of experience, again, running businesses. I've created hundreds of jobs in Southern Illinois for over 42 years or better. I've had beautiful, wonderful experiences running my winery, which, of course, I did sell, my practice, which I did sell. So there are things that you can do if you have good, well-run businesses. They're sellable even in this state. There are people that want to come to this state. Let's make it more business-friendly. That's all I ask. Let's make it business friendly so we can have more jobs. We need jobs here and people staying here, not thinking that it's much greener going into Indiana and Kentucky and Missouri and Iowa and Wisconsin. We need them to stay here.
You got a final thought on COVID-19 and how it's being handled in the state of Illinois, Paul?
Well, first thing I'd do is I'd make sure that we have an understanding on the bill that or on the executive orders that are supposed to last for 30 days. Even if they did get together any kind of sessions, they may have agreed to do exactly the same as what the governor said, but there's not one person that's represented by representatives and senators that has any say in how they're running the state. Right or wrong, you know, it's not being run according to law, and I think that that's going to come out. But the COVID, it's one of those things. If you are older and you think that you need to stay home, stay home. If you think that you can go out and be fine, use your immune system, et cetera, go out. I think that they're ruining our economy. With everything going up, the problems with suicide, et cetera, that's a problem. And so we're going to be looking at this thing for 20 years at least.